Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted and privileged to welcome a very, very tall and accomplished leader from the world of information and technology from USA, Mr. Saurabh Singhal. Saurabh, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ashutosh. Appreciate to be here on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Saurabh is the Vice President and Global Head, Digital Transformation Services, Wipro Fullstride Cloud Services, and he was earlier with Tata Consulting. So, Saurabh, before we start talking about the work that you're doing, tell me a little bit about your own journey.
Well, thank you for asking that question. Don't often get that opportunity, you know. See, over the last 15 years, I have been in large IT services firms. Of that, last 6 years with Wipro. Prior to that, last 9 years with TCS. Mm. And if I take my entire career in whole, 10 years before IT, 15 years of IT, I was in the industry, including a startup business of my own back in the 98, 99, 2000 timeframe. Mm-hmm. So all in all, like, it's been an incredible journey. Certainly not in a conventional one, you know, because I started my career in manufacturing, doing rounds of all the functions and departments and, you know, so forth. From there, I moved to, a telecom sector, and I worked there, you know, because there was a dot-com burst and there was market was for early days getting bad. So I got into Airtel, from there to consulting. So it's been an incredible journey. Mm. I just want to emphasize one last thing. For the last 6 years that I've joined Wipro, of course, it's a great organization to be part of, but it has given me the opportunity to strengthen both my subject matter and leadership acumen with the kinds of people and the kind of teams I've been leading.
Mm. Fascinating. So let's now move and talk a little bit about the business that you run. Can you please give me a brief overview of your role as the Vice President and Global Head for Digital Transformation Services?
Yes, of course, yes. So as the head of this unit, first of all, I'm privileged that I'm the head of this unit. Mm-hmm. I lead a team of over 2,000 consultants, mm-hmm. engineers, and architects.
Wow.
So all of that full spectrum. Mm-hmm. We support large enterprise clients in their digital transformation journeys. It's a very abused word in the industry, digital transformation. So let me just break it down. You know, the way I like to put it is our services enable digital transformation for clients through project to product operating model transformation, through agile transformation, through DevSecOps, through enterprise and solution architecture, through cloud consulting, and through full stack engineering.
Right.
And that is the talent that formulates my team.
Mm.
Okay. So just to keep it brief, like, let's leave it at that. There are things I'd like to add to this. I can perhaps as we go forward.
Okay. And what is the role of a consulting practice like yours in a large IT services firm?
I think many things can be said in response to this question. Let me point three things that come to my mind that are really relevant.
Mm.
Creating client impact, staying relevant as the tip of the spear unit for digital and cloud transformation, because that's the thing everybody's focused on today, and helping in engaging in shaping, winning, and delivering large impactful deals for my organization is the three things that I would say are most relevant and important for a practice like mine. And that goes to every single individual in my team and myself included. Mm. And not like my role is just leadership, but also have to do these things.
Mm.
Hopefully that makes sense.
Yeah, makes sense. And when you talk of market, you're basically now talking of all of North America or the US alone or beyond that.
My charter is global. Mm-hmm. So I have teams in all parts of the world.
Okay.
Of course, we don't have physically people in all parts of the world, but we service all countries pretty much where Wipro operates.
Mm-hmm.
North America, Europe are big markets for us. The rest of the world we call APMEA. So Asia Pacific, Middle East, you know, Japan, etc. included.
Hmm.
So we have teams out there as well. A large part of the team is also based out of India, supporting global clients as well as Indian clients.
Wonderful.
So that's
wonderful. So my next question to you, Saurabh, is what was the driving force behind Wipro's decision to establish Fullstride Cloud Services, and how does it differentiate itself?
be honest, feels like a bit above my pay grade question. Ask me. But I'll tell you what is going on here. See, Wipro, of course, saw an opportunity to provide end-to-end cloud services to clients. A lot of clients have been migrating to their workloads, the applications, and then infrastructure to cloud. So this presented an opportunity, and this also required firms like ours to integrate capabilities that can be full stack. Like, you're not saying, like, go to this department for infra or that department for this. So it was a need of the hour, is how clients were buying services, is how we needed to organize ourselves. With this integration, what we are now able to do is offer a comprehensive suite of services to our clients that cover the entire spectrum of cloud journey. So from cloud strategy to planning, to migration, to modernization of apps, to management of cloud workloads, to, you know, full stride services, one-stop shop for businesses looking for such services. So we brought in a lot of, like, capabilities, IPs and accelerators, industry knowledge together to deliver. But cloud is so pervasive now that, you know, we still have to work with other parts of, you know, the business that we are in. And that's something we must anyways. So, you know, that's like the brief answer to this. I mean, of course, I can, if you have a follow-up question.
No, talk a little bit more about it.
So think about it, like, you know, if we are working for a CPG client or a banking client, we have a domain consulting business that focuses on that. So as much as full stride cloud is a service line for Wipro, are also an ecosystem within Wipro and with our partners, with our suppliers and so forth. So full stride is a business or a business line for Wipro, but it is also an ecosystem that we work on, because today the businesses are becoming more complex. Yesterday, who are your customers? Today, they can be also your suppliers. They can also be your partners to co-create the market. So it's basically from that angle, it is, we brought in the capabilities that required to sit together to deliver services to the clients, and we also manage it as an ecosystem of our suppliers, of our partners, of the firms we have invested in, whom we can jointly combine together and take to market to solve for the client problems. And that's how I see this.
Very interesting. My next question to you is that, you know, we've just started to come out of the pandemic, and the pandemic has impacted the cloud services quite significantly. My question is, how do you think the pandemic has influenced the adoption of cloud technologies around the world?
I think, see, a few things happened, and those are just from layman-ish perspective, if I speak about those, one can correlate to those things really well. You know, there was this, around the world, there was this, like, quarantine-like sort of scenario that was appearing. But work couldn't be stopped, particularly in industries where people could just stay home and work. So remote work and collaboration, of course, increased. And that, first of all, the short answer to your question is, it pandemic actually influenced adoption of cloud in a great way. So it accelerated adoption of cloud. It's sped it up. A lot of businesses who were thinking about it or going slow about it, they accelerated pace. Now comes the reason as to why. So the reasons were, Remote work and collaboration was required to pick up pace, and they needed to invest in technologies that allow that, whether it was investing in Zoom or it was investing in Microsoft ecosystem or a Google ecosystem, whatever their base ecosystem was, it required them to move to cloud, the collaboration ecosystem, the workplace ecosystem, right? Second thing companies wanted is to be more scalable and cost effective. So if they had invested in big data centers, which they owned, or big you know, setups that they owned, they needed a quick way to scale up, scale down. That accelerated their decisions without necessarily putting all the due thought that will it bring the cost down. It accelerated their decision for cost reasons.
Correct.
Third component of this was digital transformation acceleration, because a lot of businesses which were only brick and mortar now also wanted a online presence. They also wanted, like, how they can change the ways of working because teams are becoming remote. Remember the days, because I also have an agile background, that we used to always talk about co-locating agile teams. you know, clients used to frown when, or anyone used to frown when they heard, oh, you're talking about distributed teams and distributed team members. How is that possible? Mm. Everything became possible when the pandemic hit. So people had to forcibly do things and invent behaviors that were not previously not accepted. So digital transformation accelerated, of course. Right? Demand for online services accelerated. This pandemic started to produce a lot of online data, which requires further analytics and people behaviors and how things will change.
Correct.
And so that led to this. And combining with all of this, you know, there was a posture change on security and compliance because now a lot of, you know, security and compliance related issues started to emerge. So that also required solutions to be built on the clouds, you know, which are secure, which are, you know, adhering to certain industry standards and whatnot. So all in all, of course, the nutshell answer I gave as I started, you know, it accelerated, it moved up the pace. And now we are other side of the sort of pandemic, God help. We are now seeing that organizations are starting to think, what now? How do they benefit from this acceleration? So I just want to pause there and see if this makes sense to you.
No, it makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense. You know, I know how much we have all moved to the cloud. Of course, one of the big challenges of the cloud is that you need a very robust bandwidth available to be able to access. But my next question to you is, what are some of the challenges companies face when migrating to the cloud? And how can an organization really take a decision on which cloud to select?
So let's just take this question in two parts, you know. Yeah. One is like a decision on which cloud to select. The other is what challenges. So challenges are abound and challenges are being discovered even now. Certainly like topical areas such as data security and privacy.
Yeah.
If highly like a compliance driven organization, then you have to be still think about like what kind of GDPR or CCP or HIPAA compliances, etc., you know, depending on the industry you are in.
Right.
There's a significant role in how do you deal with that challenge. Migration process also is a time consuming process to decide, do you modernize and move, or you move and modernize, or do you do some kind of hybrid on that? You know, how does it impact your business, you know, while you're moving applications to cloud? So it's another challenge that organizations have to deal with. Of course, there is legacy technology that is not fully compatible. So application complexity, compatibility to cloud, etc., plays a big role in. So a lot of organizations we hear say, we have moved 80% to cloud. You know, 20% will be their core that hasn't moved because it's legacy in its core and it's not yet. So organization, we are seeing a lot of like modernization behavior appearing because of that. And it's not anymore a question of, despite the challenges, if they should move to cloud. Every organization I am hearing is saying, when do they move to? When decisions have also been taken because of pandemic, now they are like, how much more could we be there? Right. The other reasons, of course, challenges are, should we lock in with one vendor or multi-vendor or hybrid or some things like that, that those decisions are being taken. The skill gap continues to be a challenge for organizations. How do they train, uplift, reskill their staff to be on the cloud? I think performance and latency are some challenges in high speed, and you know, where it's less of a challenge, but it is. So those are some considerations that come to my mind, that you know, organizations who have matured up, who have already moved, for them the challenges are, what is post migration? They do cost management. Is the cost really coming down? You know, how do they now benefit for business transformation now that they have the workloads on the cloud? So those are things that are, depending on where the organization is in their cloud journey, because pretty much every organization, small to big, is, it depends on, that's what determines, you know, what they're, in my opinion, of
correct.
Course. And
correct. Of course.
Those are some of the challenges.
And the second part, how does an organization, say, you know, startup, an entrepreneur or a mid-size company, how did they determine which cloud to go to? Because there are so many of them.
I think so if you today ask a question of a IT consulting firm, and you, if a your firm has no experience doing it. Unfortunately, I work with mostly enterprise clients, so my experience directly with mid-level companies is a bit less, but I'll try to still address what you're asking. In my opinion, you know, first of all, survey the market and ask people to understand your environment and present to you what are my options, right? Like, and hear out everyone, right? Like, call consulting firms, call cloud provider representatives and ask them, right? Then see which, so you have to base it based on a few things. Business objectives is cost optimization, scalability, improved performance, flexibility, agility. What is your business into because of which you need to do this? Is what kind of services you want to move to cloud? So if you're a retail business, then it makes sense for you to be on the cloud because you have greater reach. You have peak periods. Correct. You have, you know, periods of lull. So it makes perfect sense for you to be, you should choose the vendor that is most compatible with your already invested technology. Right? Because, you know, that way you will not have to invest too much into changing the skill levels.
Correct.
Changing the entire like infrastructure base. So compatibility becomes a big issue, right? You should also look at some of the like pay-per-use type costs. Depending on how many bundled services you are getting from the provider within a certain price point should become a factor. So for example, getting a workplace suite with your cloud usage versus somebody charging you separately, you got to think about those things. Right? So those are the factors. I'll just say one last thing with the technology and serverless kind of headless kind of architecture of applications, migrating from one provider to another provider is not that difficult. I mean, of course it's work, but it's not that difficult. You can, with the technology that is emerging today. So you don't necessarily have to feel locked in, but you have to make a decision which provider you want to move forward with for which area of work. Of course, very large enterprises have a hybrid setup.
Correct.
So they continue to operate in that based on where their business is.
Well said. Great response. Thank you. I think the all the points that you gave will be good pointers for a lot of our viewers and listeners who are exploring opportunities and their SMEs. So my next question, Saurabh, is that what are your thoughts on multi-cloud and hybrid cloud strategies? And how can businesses determine what is the right approach for them?
I think, again, like it's very similar to what we were just covering. Like, you know, what are your business objectives? What are your workload requirements? What is your security and compliance posture? What kind of integration and data management is required? You know, because hybrid cloud strategies are often best suited for organizations that require a higher level of integration between on-prem and cloud environments, right? Vendor lock-in. So considering the risk of a vendor lock-in when choosing a cloud strategy versus remaining multi-cloud. Cost analysis, you know, again, what is going to cost, like I was saying, storage, compute, data transfer cost, any indirect for training, management support costs, you know, considering cost, skill set and expertise that already resides within the organization. Management and governance of, you know, if you have multiple clouds, managing multiple cloud environments adds to the complexity. Although there are tools and capabilities, even in Wipro we have, that are available that allow you to seamlessly do it. You know, it is still a management overhead. So those are some considerations to think about. Of course, this is the kind of consulting work we do. I mean, this is my 1 minute of marketing in this conversation.
Absolutely. And why not? So my next question is, what do you think are some of the most significant trends that will shape the future of the cloud services market over the next 5 to 10 years?
It's a very interesting question. I wish I knew the answer to this question. You know, we'd make quite a bit of money here.
I know.
But listen, this is, and this question coincides very well with something I am presently pursuing from an education standpoint, because leaders need to also be constant learners. So last year, I happened to, sorry for this digression, but let me just say it anyway. So I joined a course in Berkeley Haas Business School here in the US to take up a CEO program. They have a 1 year CEO program, very interesting program that I started. It's coming to its fag end. It was a dual enrollment. First enrollment was the CEO program from a leadership standpoint. The enrollment of that was Future of Technology, which was a short course as combined with this course, but it talks about future of tech and how it's impacting. So of course, how can that conversation happen without cloud? So to answer your question, the significant trends, all the trends out there from a future tech or emerging tech, such as AI and machine learning, serverless computing, edge computing, which is very, you know, combined with 5G, data privacy and security, containerization, microservices, sustainability becoming a big deal.
Correct.
Increase in cloud native development, industry specific cloud solutions coming to address, you know, healthcare or finance or supply chain challenges. All of this combined will have one thing in common, that's going to be cloud. All of these enabling tech are enabled through cloud. So today what we are seeing is there is going to be new innovation by combining like internet of everything, combined with data analytics and machine learning and AI, combined with cloud, will create solutions for clients that will be very unique and differentiated. So what we are envisioning is that more and more innovation will happen using this future tech. That work, of course, happening using this future tech. It's just going to become more pervasive, more innovative, and the client solutions will become client solutions as we go forward, depending on the industry we are serving. So what we are doing for automotive versus what we are doing for finance versus what we are doing for a retail versus what we are doing for a CPG. There may be learnings, but maybe differentiated use cases that we'll be producing. And we're already working on a bunch of things on purpose. I'm not like splitting out, but, you know, we are working with different sectors, different clients in using these technologies with the underlying fabric of cloud to create solutions that create market differentiation and business differentiation for them. Right. And so that's what I think we'll see more of. We will
see. Interesting. Very interesting. And a follow-up question to that is that how do you envision the role of Wipro Fullstride Cloud Services evolving as the cloud computing landscape continues to change?
So again, like it's, in my opinion, kind of response I will give you, because I think, there'll be a lot of people with different opinions on this one. I can't say particularly just role of Wipro Fullstride Cloud, but just cloud services, how it will evolve is there is going to be greater focus on multi-cloud, hybrid cloud solutions, as in how they come together and what organizations are doing. They, of course, still detest like lock-in with any supplier, including us. So they want to maintain that independence. We will also see enhanced security and compliance solutions, because in a lot of ways, some of the security, compliance, data security things are still being sorted out. Industries coming out with standards, so we'll see increased focus on that, and therefore our offerings and our focus also changing to that. There is going to be, everybody's working on strengthening partnerships and collaboration. We're in a very interesting time in our journey, and what we are witnessing with partners who are also suppliers, who are also customers, ourselves, with startups and, you know, venture, the firms that innovative firms that are coming out with products, with clients coming together and building something that is unique. So we are seeing a lot of proliferation of, can I build a capability, a bank thinking that, can I build a payments capability that I can future monetize, enabled by cloud? That kind of strengthening of partnerships and collaboration, as an example, will increase.
Very interesting.
Of course, leveraging emerging tech will happen a lot, you know, that we talked about. There is going to be growing emphasis on sustainability and sustainable cloud offerings and solutions. So, like, it's already in talk, and some firms perhaps are doing it, but not a lot, and it will increase for sure. And we'll focus on that. There is, for a firm like ours, going to be an increased focus on managed services. So as you know, when there was back in the days, you know, good old days of outsourcing used to be like, can I manage your IT infrastructure? If everything goes to cloud, then it'll be, how do I manage service your entire cloud? You don't need to own anything, just take it as a service from me.
Correct.
So there's one on
Correct.
that.
Correct.
Lastly, I think skilling and upskilling workforce with the emerging tech, with cloud, is certainly going to be our key focus, as in how do we keep ourselves relevant, because you know things are changing so fast. Some things I say like are relevant anyways, right? Like these are not just things for Wipro Full Stride Cloud, but of course important for us as well, is what I believe is, in my opinion, my answer to this.
Fantastic. Thank you. And sort of my last question to you, and this is again for the many, many, many people who will listen to our conversation. Based on your own amazing journey, your understanding of technology, our conversation today about the cloud, what would you say are three lessons you would want our viewers and listeners to take away from your own incredible experience and your own journey?
You're being too nice to me, but thank you. I'll take it, you know, appreciation.
Absolutely, you deserve it.
Thank you. I think, again, many things can be stated, but I'll say a couple. Three lessons I would say is develop a comprehensive cloud strategy. Move to cloud already, have a plan for post-migration of your workload. Because, you know, why are we doing cloud? Is it because my neighbor is doing, or is it because I have a business reason doing
it? Correct.
So in pandemic, nobody thought. Everybody was doing what they thought would keep them safe and get productivity. But now we are on the other side. So have a comprehensive strategy and a plan as to why. Answer your why, you know, start with a why.
Correct. Simon.
Focus on change management and upskilling. So, you know, without the adequate staff, without the adoption, without people focusing on what change this brings, you know, it's an important one. And think about as to why, you know, how people will embrace this change because of the change and how it will impact your business. Lastly, like think about security and compliant posturing in this, because it's going to be an increased emphasis in every industry.
Yeah.
A lot is happening already, but you know, think of it not as an after the fact, but think of it ahead.
Yeah,
because it does pose that as a challenge. Those are top three things that come to my mind, and of course Wipro functions and operates in all these three, and it can help, but that's what I
agree. Well said. And on that note, Saurabh, and your three wonderful lessons: develop a comprehensive cloud strategy, the why is very, very important when you're thinking of your strategy. Second, you said, was focus on change management and upskilling. I guess here what you're really talking about, how important it is to carry your teams with you. And the third one you said, which is so important, is security and compliance are very, very important when we are developing your own strategy. Thank you, Saurabh, for talking to me about your journey. Thank you for talking to me about cloud services. I think I learned many, many new things from you today about the cloud. Thank you also for talking to me about multi-cloud, hybrid, how people can actually select which provider to go with. And finally, also thank you for talking to me about what you see as the perspective, is the future of the services. Thank you again for speaking to me, and good luck to you.
Thank you, Ashutosh. I appreciate being invited here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.